Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Congress faces a decision on whether or not to use military force in Syria when it returns to session next week, and Ohio lawmakers are raising questions about the president's plan. Jessica Werman joins me today to discuss what lawmakers are concerned about and the mood in Washington. She's a reporter for the Columbus Dispatch based in D.C. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I know that Ohio lawmakers weren't in session, but still, are you getting a pulse on what our representatives are thinking about what to do in Syria?
You know, I am. Actually, right when last week when President Obama indicated that he was going to seek congressional authorization, one of the first things that I and my colleague Jack Tory did was start calling our delegation just to find out their sense of, you know, where they are on this. And it's basically, there's a real reluctance. There are folks who kind of concede, well, yeah, I might be able to be convinced, but in large part, most of them seem to have really grave reservations about this, which means I kind of don't know how this goes in the House. I'm not sure exactly how this plays out.
Is this a party line issue, or is this something that everybody has different concerns that they're bringing to the table?
Kind of no. This is sort of the rare occasion when people aren't where Republicans aren't bucking President Obama because he's President Obama so much as, you know, Democrats also have their concerns about engaging in a war. I mean, you remember, Iraq and Afghanistan were not exactly very popular conflicts towards the end. Now, the one notable exception who's kind of offered a fairly full-throated endorsement is House Speaker John Boehner. And he met with the president earlier this week and said he, you know, supports this engagement. So this kind of puts him in a tricky spot, too, because he's, you know, he's going to have to deal with a lot of lawmakers who are really concerned about engaging in a military effort in Syria.
And interestingly, Senator Portman has indicated he would be willing to support a limited strike, but he feels that he doesn't want to go it alone. He wants to get more international support. I talked to Congressman Mike Turner earlier this week, who is really adamant that he's not going to vote, that he will vote no on this. And his condition is that there's any action on sequestration.
Yes. I kind of joke with the congressman's staff that, you know, the sequestration is sort of the bell, and obviously necessarily so, but it's kind of the bell that he kind of keeps ringing, because this is obviously a very big concern with Wright-Patterson in his district. This is something he talks about at every opportunity, and his concern is, why are we paying for a war when we can't really pay for the military efforts now, because we've had these huge sweeping cuts. There were furloughs, though not as bad as predicted. His concern is, are we sending a military that has been, that's ready for war to war? So that's one, he's sort of a little bit unique there, because you don't hear the other lawmakers talking about sequestration. He's definitely linking this to sequestration, and then he seems pretty firmly opposed at this point. He's not offering a lot of wiggle room.
Now, the Senate committee offered their resolution. The Senate will vote on that. The House committee is going to do something similar. And we have an Ohio lawmaker, as I understand it, that's serving on that committee. And you've been hearing what he's having to say?
We do. Earlier this week, the House Foreign Affairs Committee had a hearing. And Steve Chabot, who is from Cincinnati, but whose district kind of goes into the Dayton region, he was there. He was pretty noncommittal. He made it clear he had some serious reservations about this. But then there's sort of there's a lot of weighing here. First of all, the concern I'm hearing from lawmakers, not just Chabot, but others, is, you know, who's the good guy here? Assad is clearly not, but the rebels in some cases are tied to Al-Qaeda. So who are we supporting here? But then on the other hand, there's always the other hand, there's this concern that if chemical weapons get into the hands of terrorists, that poses a grave threat to the United States.
Well, what are the political ramifications for our Ohio lawmakers in Congress right now?
One of the things that I think will be interesting to watch will be how this plays out for Speaker Boehner. He's in a strange position lately. There's been a lot of kind of rebellion from some of the more conservative members of his party. I guess one thing I will be watching is, how does this reflect on him? I mean, is he going to be tasked with really bringing the Republicans to the table? Will he be able to get a majority of the Republicans? You know, the Ohioans that I cover traditionally stand with a few exceptions, stand with Boehner pretty regularly and pretty, you know, they're pretty loyal. But talking to him now, they've got really big concerns about voting for an authorization of war.
I've been speaking with Jessica Werman. She's a reporter for the Columbus Dispatch based in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.